Nights until 9 a.m. I was already sentient, dressed like an insurance salesman. You've been sharing a duplex with some kids who like to fuck in your yard. You've been trading days with deadbeat ex so we could kiss in my car. And I know I'm not a picture of hell. And I know you're not a picture of you. But it's far too soon for bitter defeat. So I at the bar I had to ditch my date, and I know she took it hard. But I saw a look in her eye that could never tell a lie, and I had to chase it at the risk. And I know your expectations of you. And I got some things I'm needing to do. But I've been dying to know if it's trick or treat. So I
let that one just play out to the trailer. That way, if you're wearing headphones, you get some wonderful little cursing there as a bonus. Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 307. I'm your host, Sid Satter. We started things off this week with a track by Hidden Pictures. That song is called I Hope No One Dies This Week, and that's on the band's new album, Ottomans, which was just released December 2nd of last year. A self-release there from Richard Gintout, who leads the band. Currently in San Francisco, though, I believe the album was recorded with an entire Kansas City cast. Before he left, or in a trip when he came back, or who knows, but Kansas City cast all the same. It's a wonderful album. That's a wonderful song. I've been kicking around live since about the time the last album came out, and it's glad to hear that it's finally made it in the studio and got a proper recording. Let's see. I've got a new year, some new music, and I'm recording from a new location. Currently camped out in Peabody in Mass, and I'll be here, oh gosh, probably for the next 6 months or so. Hopefully that'll allow me to get down to Boston more often for shows, but we'll see. Right now it's too cold to go anywhere. Let's stay inside, listen to something new. This is the Pop Guns with the song, If You Ever Change Your Mind.
If you ever change your mind, if you ever change your mind. Stepped out of the evening train, turned his collar to the rain, checked the pockets in his coat, stopped and finished off the smoke, sold her ticket to a tat, but he cannot shut her out. Now he's dancing in the crowd, and his lungs begin
and I feel guilty. I can relate and I feel guilty. You make me a better living person. You make me a better living person. I take pills to make me stronger. I eat well to make me smarter. I love you 'cause I can't help it. And all you do is make me ecstatic. You make me a better person.
heck of a set there. Ending things off with Cayetana, or maybe Cayetana, I don't know, a band from Philadelphia there. The song is Scott, Get the Van, I'm Moving. That is on the band's album Nervous Like Me, which was put out September 9th by the band themselves, and it's just a fantastic album. There's so many really, really good tracks on that. Before that, we played Lemuria from Buffalo, New York. That song was Christine Perfect, and that is new Turnstile Comics number 3. I think that's the second track on the 7-inch that comes with the comic, released on Silver Sprocket. I unfortunately do not have the comic. I just bought it online. Cheap me. Just got the music, and now I kind of wish I had the comic. So maybe you learned from my lesson. Get the comic. It's a comic. And then we started things off with the Pop Guns from Brighton, England. The song If You Ever Change Your Mind, that's from the band's new album Pop Fiction, which I believe is probably their first full-length since, I don't know, probably, oh gosh, 94, something like that. It's probably been like 20 years since they put out their last album. It was very good to have them back. That album was released by Matinee Records back in December of last year as well. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, get some good music, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to jump into another set here that's decidedly less upbeat, decidedly less pop, and a lot more dudes. This is Radical Face with the song Night Clothes.
We crept from the room. Moon's light spilled down. Climbed out the window, and there in the yard, our night clothes blowing in the breeze, and you looked up at the sky, said the moon would be ours. Smell the rain in the air.
Well, it may not have been a lot of dudes, but it was all dudes, and some very serious dudes at that. Ending the set off there was Sun Kill Moon, the project of Mark Kozelek. That is the song I'll Be There, Jackson 5 cover, from the EP of the same name, released originally, I think, in 2010 as kind of a bonus when you bought another album, then re-released in 2013 officially, and I just picked it up last week. You can get it online for $4.99 if you want the CD, or if you want just the digital tracks, it is $9.99. Wait. What? I don't understand Mark Kozelek. No one understands Mark Kozelek. It's because he's a genius. Or because he's an asshole, but mostly because he's an asshole genius, and that is a very good cover. Before that, we heard from Radical Face with the song Night Clothes. That is on the Bastards Volume 3, which just came out October of last year on Network Records. That is a project of Dude Ben Cooper. The Bastards Volume 3 are three, or maybe it's four tracks, actually, that did not make it to his forthcoming album, The Leaves, which is Volume 3 of his Family Tree trilogy. A trilogy of albums written about different generations of a family using period instruments for each generation, and the tale continuing on with instruments serving as people in the family tree and their descendants. And it sounds pretty serious, and it kind of is, but the music's good. I do feel a little dirty knowing that so many of his songs have been used in commercials, or so I read after doing a little research on him, but that's a pretty good track, and you can get it for free because the whole Bastards Volume 3 is available for free from his website. Just do that little Google thing. We are out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 307. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media websites, including Twitter, at SidMuchRock. Looking at the Too Much Rock website, so much has happened. We've got photos, video, and an account up of the Family Bed Co-Ed Pageant and Sea King show that happened on the 2nd at El Torian. We've got the top 30 albums of 2014 posted. Photos and video up of the Revolvers, Chris Meck, and Smash the State show that happened on the 31st at Davies. Photos and video up of the Onward Crispin Glover reunion with Overstep reunion that happened at the Record Bar on the 29th. And digging back a little deeper, the top 35 songs of 2014 were posted. Last week we counted down the top 7, but if you want to see all 35 and listen to them and watch videos, you can find that on the Too Much Rock website. It's all there. It's all waiting for you. Looking at the concert calendar, a few things coming up in Kansas City you should know about. Shrivon is playing a free show at Mills Record Store on the 9th. I plan to be there. It'll be early. It'll be all ages. It'll be free. You can't go wrong there. On the 10th, you can catch Shrivon with Rewanger at the Bottleneck, which I don't think I'll make. That's Meetiversary night. On the 16th, you've got your choice of Less Than Jake and Real Big Fish at the Granada. Maybe you're feeling nostalgic. Or you can see Appleseed Cast at the Replay. Well, maybe you're feeling nostalgic. On the 17th, I might stick around and see the Vaseline's playing at the Brighton Music Hall here in Boston. The 18th, Watain is playing at the Granada, and I think this was Mayhem. I don't know. I think it's some black metal happening, though. On the 27th, John Doe is playing at the Bottleneck. The 13th of February, Berwanger's doing an in-store at Mills. Free, early, all ages, can't miss, that sort of thing. The 20th, Evan Dando playing at the Record Bar. The 22nd, Slater Kinney playing at the Boston House of Blues, and I'll be for that one. Elvis Costello playing at the Uptown in Kansas City on the 5th of March. On the 29th, Andrew Jackson Jihad playing at the Granada, and that should just be crazy. And on the 30th, Bell and Sebastian start a several-night stand at the Boston House of Blues, playing the 30th, and then April 3rd, April 4th, I think. Anyway, that's enough of April. Let's stop talking about that. Let's talk about one last track we're going to play. I'm going to play a track from Cracker. This song is called King of Bakersfield, and it's on the new 2-CD set, Berkeley to Bakersfield. The first set, Berkeley being a little more California, a little more punky even, Bakersfield being a little more California desert, a little more country, and that's the side that, I don't know, I think I like better. I certainly like this song very well. This came out on 429 Records back in December. David Lowery and crew, Mr. Hicks, I guess, has been there long enough that he deserves some credit. This is King of Bakersfield. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Call me the King of Bakersfield.